Finally, some scheduling news for the Tigers. Welcome into this edition of the Barn Hoops podcast. As always, I'm your host, Jacob Hillman. And today we finally get some scheduling news that is positive in the aspect that it's going to be another game in the state of Alabama, an area which last hosted a game a few years ago, 2023. So Huntsville will get an Auburn basketball game for the Rocket City Classic coming up this December. And it's going to be a big one for Auburn against Middle Tennessee State. We're going to break it down right here on the Barn Hoops podcast. Make sure you're subscribed to the Barn Podcast Network on YouTube and hit the like button while you're there, and then go over to your podcast platform of choice and listen over there as well. So it's been a minute. First of all, we've Auburn baseball regionals and everything that's gone into that has made the upload schedule a little funky. Also got, obviously, the World Cup friendly, so I'll be back on a regular schedule soon, but for now, we're making it work. So, obviously, a lot of excitement around Auburn Athletics right now, so even more reason to be subscribed right here to the Barn Podcast Network, with Auburn Baseball headed to its second consecutive Super Regional against Ole Miss, doing that at Plainsman Park. It's going to be record crowds all weekend long. They're adding more seating, so I would expect those crowds to approach 9,000 inside Plainsman Park. And then Auburn Men's Golf, congratulations to Nick Kleinert and his team for winning their second national title in three seasons. Building a dynasty is what Coach Kleinert's doing, and we'll see what Jackson Koivin decides to do with his career, as he would be a senior next year, but obviously he's got some aspirations that, yeah, he should probably go pro and go to the PGA Tour. But congratulations to them. If you're in Auburn, Tumor's Corner celebration today at 2:30, and that'll be a heck of a time to celebrate the Auburn men's golf team. So let's dive into this basketball news, and kind of the direction I want to go with this is why this is happening and why it's happening in this way, as in the neutral site games. And this is nothing new to college basketball or anything like that. So right now, the official games on Auburn basketball schedule are the three games in Las Vegas at the Players Era 8, the Rocket City Classic on December 15th against Middle Tennessee, and that'll be on the way up to Nashville to face Wisconsin on December 19th at Bridgestone Arena in Nashville. So right now we've got really, I would say, the big matchups outside of the Arizona game that'll take place at some point inside Neville Arena, and the ACC matchup that will be announced. I think we're going to get that announcement here in the coming weeks of who Auburn will travel to in the ACC for that matchup and that competition. But right now, so those are the two, those are the home games and the road games that we're anticipating for the non-conference schedule. But we have all of our neutral site games that I anticipate being. I don't know if Auburn's going to go to Atlanta this year. I think that this is probably going to be it as far as neutral site games go. I think everything else will be either at that ACC school or at home inside Neville Arena. We'll see what else is to come, though, because obviously that's the point that I want to get to, because it was a huge deal when Auburn football moved its season opener this upcoming season from Jordan-Hare Stadium to Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta against Baylor. And the reason for it was the same as the reason for these matchups, being where they are located against who they are. And it's NIL and it's funding and everything that goes into that. And I really think that there's a fine line that must not be crossed with these neutral site games and everything that goes in it. Here's the thing. Auburn's still going to play 15 or 16 home games this upcoming season in basketball. And football's a little bit of a different story. It's only six home games, so I do understand the frustration there. And my only counterpoint is that there are so many other events that Auburn is bringing to that stadium that I think that it's worth taking a football game to help build NIL in the first year of head coach Alex Golish. Obviously, you've got the Argentina and Iceland World Cup friendly coming up next week. You've got the Zach Bryan concert in October. So lots of events, because obviously the big argument there is taking away local tourism and people coming into town. So for me, with that being the case, then all right, Auburn has done a good job at filling that void. Obviously, A-Day became a much bigger deal this past spring than it has been in the past few years. And then, like I said, those two events that I mentioned specifically, and that's not the only thing. You've got a card and memorabilia trading show that's being announced. That's not obviously on the scale of a Jordan-Hare Stadium event, but it will bring people to Auburn and visiting those locations. So on the note of basketball, this is nothing new. This is obviously something that's gone on forever. It hasn't always been an NIL-driven initiative. It's just been, obviously, with the way the NCAA tournament is built out, you have the multi-team events, and you have different ways to touch. You have more games. It's as simple as that. There's more games in college basketball season. So, yeah, of course, you want to try and hit different areas of the country and see your alumni base and test yourself in a neutral site like you will in the NCAA tournament. And that's what Auburn has really done over the past decade under Bruce Pearl, now Stephen Pearl. And the key here also is that this is the first schedule that Stephen Pearl will have built out. Obviously, last season with the late coaching change, that was Bruce Pearl putting his foot forward with wanting the toughest schedule in college basketball, trying to get back to another Final Four. And that's what Stephen Pearl and the staff was left with. And now it can be their own. It can be what they want. And I say Bruce Pearl, but Mike Burgomaster is definitely someone that's very much in tune with that. He's one that is making a lot of these calls and really, making these games happen. And that's obviously at the direction of the head coach, whoever that is. But he certainly has the connections and makes those calls to make it happen. And that's very important to remember. But I also think that with that said, there is that fine line that I mentioned. And I don't think Auburn's come close to that yet. And obviously with the SEC-ACC challenge and consistent home and homes, I think it's totally fine. If you obviously every other year you're going to have a home game against an ACC opponent, and Auburn has positioned itself in the SEC where that's going to be a pretty dang good opponent. Auburn went to Duke 2 years ago, and that's a big deal. Auburn hosted NC State, led by Will Wade. That was a very high caliber matchup between the two programs. I'm pretty sure that was an ESPN game, primetime, that 8:15 slots. It's always late, but it's, hey, look, that's the slot that ESPN really likes. So clearly ESPN thinks very highly of Auburn basketball and what it does for the needle. And that means Auburn's going to get solid matchups year in and year out. Who knows? Like if Auburn were to travel to North Carolina and the Dean Dome this upcoming year, that would be awesome and really would cement that legacy. I don't think that's going to happen. I think that coming off the not making the NCAA tournament, Auburn might take a back seat here in this year's SEC-ACC challenge. I have no indication of where the Tigers might end up, but that's just where I project. I would expect Auburn to play a team that finished likewise in the ACC, middle of the pack. And that's kind of where the conversation goes with, like, Arizona. Arizona was a legit home and home. Just a, hey, let's figure this out where we're playing inside Neville Arena and inside the McHale Center. Obviously, that happened last December in Tucson, and now it's going to happen this upcoming November or December in Neville Arena on the Plains. And those games are what matter so much. And it's not like that's a new thing. Auburn played a home and home against a USC team that was supposed that ended up having Bronny James Jr., the son of LeBron James. Of course, he had his health condition in that offseason that caused him really to make his season debut against the Tigers inside Neville Arena. Maybe it was the game leading up to that, but he wasn't up to game speed, and he struggled a little bit in that game. So it kind of killed a little bit of the excitement. You look back to 2018, 2019, Auburn played home and homes against Washington. And those are the games that obviously bring a lot of excitement and are why you buy a season ticket to Neville Arena. And that obviously the SEC fulfills a lot of those big time matchups. You know, when you get to host Kentucky, obviously the Alabama game, Tennessee, and a lot of other teams, but that's just a small factor into this neutral site stuff, because like I said, it's all driven by NIL. And I think there's a misunderstanding that the Players Era Festival is the only one that is doing this now. Auburn will be competing the Players Era 8 a little. It's a different one than the actual festival that takes place over Thanksgiving. This one's a week prior. This one's only 8 teams. It's not the crazy format that we had to try and decipher last season in over Thanksgiving. And how can Auburn get into the third place or the championship? No, this is going to be a straight up tournament like a Maui or Atlantis or Cancun or Charleston. All those multi-team events that are straightforward. Auburn will play West Virginia on Tuesday, November 17th. Then we'll play Kansas or UNLV on Wednesday, November 18th. And then who knows how the bracket will shake out for Auburn's third game on that Thursday, November 19th. We'll have to wait and see. And that is obviously, again, an NIL push. But that's going to be the case with the Rocket City Classic as well as the game up in Nashville against Wisconsin. That's what Stephen Pearl had to say up in Huntsville when this game was announced against Middle Tennessee. It's, look, this is how we're able to create more funding, how we're able to fund these rosters, because they're turning over every single year, like 7 to 10 guys every single season. And there's no way to keep up without doing this. And I could dive into all these Senate hearings that are taking place right now on Capitol Hill, but one, I don't think I'm quite informed enough to really dive into it that way. And two, that's going to be the simple solution to all of this, is eliminating the transfer problem that is obviously overtaken college athletics, not just college basketball, not just college football, but college athletics. And when that happens, maybe this will slow down a little bit. I don't know what the Players Era Festival will look like, but obviously NIL will still be a thing and it will still be critical to a team's success. I don't know if it'll be as much because if you're not able to transfer at will, then I think things look a little different. But we got to take one step at a time. And this is a big step for teams, especially in the high major conferences. And I think the key here is Auburn's playing a Middle Tennessee team that was good last year, but it's a mid-major. And it's a game that Auburn should expect to win whenever it plays on December 15th. And look, the schedule is not going to be the toughest in the nation like it was last year. You're likely not going to face like the top four teams in the country that like Michigan, Arizona, Purdue, all those teams that you face, Houston. You might face a couple of those teams in Las Vegas, but obviously you're going to get Arizona, but you're not going to get those teams that are going to be in the top four the entire year like the Tigers did last year. This is going to be a more manageable schedule. This is going to give a chance for Auburn to kind of ramp up its season for the SEC. And that's going to be so, so important. And I don't know. I think there's an aspect to it where I like this. I think this is a great way, specifically in basketball. Football, I could very much be, convince the other way. Like, I don't like taking away home games in football because there's only so many of them. You get 12 weeks of the year that you're doing that. Basketball, you're playing 16 home games anyway. So let's figure out a way. And another aspect to this, there is an extra game that's been added to the schedule. Previously, it was 31 games this season. Now it's 32. So that's another great chance to build revenue with a neutral site game and not take away a home game from the great fan bases across the nation. So I haven't really broken down this game at all. I mean, I don't think there's much to break down at this point. We don't know much about these teams yet. And I like I said, I think it's good to do it against mid-majors as well. Give them an opportunity to grow their funding and their operation and their NIL fund. Because look, we know what college basketball is. And this goes back to the conversation several weeks ago, maybe a month ago now, when it was announced that the NCAA is expanding the NCAA tournament. It sucks, but for these mid-major teams to continue having their chance in that tournament, they're going to have the NIL fund, and these are the kinds of games that help them do that. So that's a big factor. And then there's the other factor, and this isn't Auburn related, but I'm sure if you've been following any of the news, you've seen that the Duke and Michigan game is no longer taking place at Madison Square Garden, obviously the mecca of basketball, and where it's hosting the NBA Finals in a few days with the Knicks and the Spurs facing off. But it's going to be taking place in Miami. No, not at the Heat Arena or I don't know where else it would be hosted there, but no, it's the Miami Marlins Baseball Stadium, whatever that's called. And it's probably going to be one of the more higher attended games in that stadium's history, other than some of those World Baseball Classic games. But the game will take place on December 21st, now at Lone Depot Park, the home of the Miami Marlins, instead of Madison Square Garden. And this is not because of NIL or anything like this. This is because of media rights. This is because Fox, and I would imagine CBS, maybe even NBC, didn't like the fact that Michigan and Duke, specifically Michigan, because those are the networks that have the rights to the Big Ten, were going to come into a Big Ten state, and that's the case because of Rutgers and St. John's with the Big East, and play a massive game on Amazon Prime. And that's what Duke has done, has made this deal with Amazon to play games over the next few years. I don't have the exact details in front of me, but they're going to play some really high profile matchups on that platform, including this one against the defending national champions. And it's going to be played on a baseball stadium in a diamond. And this isn't the first time it's happened, specifically in Miami. I believe Wisconsin actually played there a few years ago or very recently. And that's what it is. I don't think this is something to get really up in arms about, because I think this is very the point I'm making is playing the game in the baseball stadium isn't the issue here. It's the reason it got moved to the baseball stadium. It's I don't love that Fox or whoever it was stepped in and said, "Uh-uh, we're not doing this." So, I kind of read this. This is from CBSSports.com. Matt Norlander, he wrote this. He had all the sources about everything, but the decision to leave New York was forced upon both teams after a broadcast rights dispute immediately surfaced following Duke's late April announcement regarding its innovative multi-year deal with Amazon that will pay the school many millions of dollars in exchange for a three-game package premium non-conference matchups. The Blue Devils are scheduled to face UConn in Las Vegas, Gonzaga in Detroit, and once this can officially get buttoned up, Michigan in Miami next season. So here is why. Michigan and Duke hadn't signed a contract when the Amazon deal was announced. This led to immediate pushback from Fox, sources said, because the network expected to retain the territorial broadcast rights. TV is paying a lot of money for this, one source said, citing the Big Ten's humongous media deal. Schools got paid. The Big Ten got paid. This is Fox flexing its muscle and standing on principle. In February 2024, Fox aired Duke, Illinois from Madison Square Garden. Last season, Michigan and Duke played a February tilt in Washington, D.C. that was aired by ESPN. By bringing a streaming service into the equation, Duke and Amazon are disrupting the linear broadcast model with blazing new trails to make big-time money. But this is it. It's TV's owned the broadcast rights to conferences, non-league games, depending on where they are played. So they're trying to do this neutral site game to dance around it. Fox is the Big Ten's primary television partner, so has joint territorial media ownership to all games in states where Big Ten teams are based, in addition to a select batch of adjacent states, such as New York and Madison Square Garden, the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, places like Louisville, Kentucky, and Washington, D.C. So that has made it tough. And the ACC has New York because of Syracuse, The ACC worked with ESPN to allow this to happen. So that's the difference. ESPN was probably aware of this on the front end versus Fox kind of getting their getting the rug pulled out from underneath them, and they were not happy. And this brings up the issue that the NCAA tournament has. And it's, all right, we're starting to have some certain organizations having control when, really? Like, why in the world should a TV network be able to decide this? I understand that there are contracts and they are there for a reason. But it feels like this was danced around pretty good, but it's just crazy. And I'm sure they would have preferred to play this in Madison Square Garden. I mean, think about that. The defending national champions, as well as the team that was the number one overall seed going into the tournament facing off, the non-conference game in Madison Square Garden, it would have been absolute cinema. And unfortunately, we get it in Miami. It's still going to be a great game. It's going to be awesome. But that's just something that's very interesting. And I thought it caught my eye this week. And I thought that's wild. And it makes sense when you read into it and figure out, like, all right, this is why Fox is up in arms. It's just it is the ultimate sign of where we are in college athletics today, that this is the stuff that matters and is a huge deal. So we'll see what else transpires with that. I like I said, it's interesting that Duke has a multi-year deal of this where they play three games on Amazon Prime each year. So like I said, Duke against UConn in Las Vegas, Amazon Prime. Duke against Gonzaga in Detroit, Amazon Prime. Now Michigan and Miami, Amazon Prime. So look, it's great that there are so many that, and that's the spin zone I'll take, is that it's great that this matters so much to these networks that are paying so much money, because that means the sport is thriving and growing and continuing to grow. But it just feels like they're a little too involved, and maybe this shouldn't be the case. And that won't change because I said it. It won't change anytime soon, regardless of who says it. But it's just the case right now, and I think it's something that hopefully will be reevaluated going forward. But we're going to find out more scheduling news about Auburn basketball coming up. We got to find out that date of the Arizona game. We got to find out Auburn's ACC opponent that will take place the week after Thanksgiving, I guess early December. And that will kind of button up the difficult portion of the non-conference schedule. The rest of them I would expect to be bye games, but there might be a tough mid-major in there that we don't know about yet. And excited to find all that out. And we'll talk about it as we go. And I would expect more December games as well. Last year, there was a big gap, it felt like, where there was no games being played, at least in home games. I think it was December 3rd against NC State and then December 29th against Queens before, like, there were no home games between there. I think we're going to see some home games in that time frame this year. But it's still going to be a tough non-conference schedule. Won't be as tough as last year, but it's going to be tough. And hopefully Auburn's prepared for it with a brand new roster led by Tahad Pettifor and Kevin Overton. But we'll continue to break it all down as that news breaks over the next couple of weeks and few months. And we'll get that SEC schedule. I can never remember. It feels like it's either first week of August or first week of September that we get that. And that'll be exciting to get to talk about and look ahead to for January, February, and March. One other thing, I'm going to end this on a solemn note and kind of a sad one, but it's one that hits close to home. But my condolences to the family of Paul Ellen. He passed away yesterday, and he was such a big part of Auburn athletics. And I got to know him through my work with the Auburn Sports Network, and he truly was one of the more iconic voices in Auburn broadcast history. Everyone knows the voices of Jim Fife and Rod Bramblett and now Andy Burcham, but Paul Ellen called football games as well. And he was part of the first Weagle broadcast, the student radio station at Auburn that called a baseball game back in 1972. And that's just something. He's a legend. And we're going to truly, truly and dearly miss him. And he was just someone that I got to know and he was always amazing to be around. He loved Auburn and was a true Auburn man. So it's sad to see him go, and we'll miss him dearly at the Auburn Sports Network. So that's going to do it for this edition of the Barn Hoops Podcast. Make sure you are subscribed right here to the Barn Podcast Network, and that's on YouTube and wherever you listen to your podcast. This is a not as busy of a time, but Auburn football, you've seen the recruiting news. You've seen all the commitments that Coach Alex Golish has tweeted about. You've seen some of the announcements even. And then you've got Auburn baseball going wild in the Super Regional. It's going to be epic crowds all weekend long at Plainsman Park. And then, man, shout out to Auburn men's golf again. What a season for them. And maybe one of the greatest teams ever in college golf history. That's up for debate. And I think they have a very, very good case for it. And we'll see what Jackson Koivin decides to do moving forward. So with that being said, thank you for tuning in to this edition of the Barn Hoops Podcast.